Hello, Chicago, and welcome to another episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you Chicago's theater news for the week of October 22nd, 2007. Beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning on the day of every performance of Jersey Boys, 10 front row seats will be available for just $25 at the LaSalle Bank Theater box office, and as many as 40 additional seats will be available for select performances. This, of course, is the special rush ticket offer that began last Tuesday. Now, a couple of things to take into consideration. There is a 2-ticket limit per patron, and the tickets are only available to purchase in person at the LaSalle Bank Theater box office, and of course, you must pay cash. They will only be accepting cash. Jersey Boys, which is the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, is currently playing at the LaSalle Bank Theater through April 13th of next year. For your chance to get the special rush ticket offers, just be at the LaSalle Bank Theater box office at 10 a.m. the day of the performance. Well, as you already may know, the House Theater of Chicago had recently announced that they will no longer be performing at the Viaduct Theater. While the Viaduct's owner, Whitney Blakemore, told the Sun-Times that the relationship between the Viaduct and the House was not fairly represented. The Viaduct's cavernous space will in fact still be used as a theater, with bookings for plays and dance performances already made through next season. The Viaduct had also told the Sun-Times that they had already scheduled the House Theater's production of The Nutcracker in the space for the holiday season, but then the House canceled after Steppenwolf offered them their space. The Viaduct would in fact be happy to have the House Theater of Chicago back with them if they were willing to commit to a full season. The House Theater of Chicago is obviously going through a transformation this year. It is considering options for a new space. Their commercial hit The Sparrow is now running at the Apollo Theater, where it will stay through New Year's Eve. And as mentioned earlier, they will be performing their version of The Nutcracker at the Steppenwolf Theater. The current run of the House's The Magnificence will have its final show at the Viaduct on November 3rd. Nilaja Sun's one-woman show, No Child, now playing at the Looking Glass Theater's Water Tower Waterworks Place, has adjusted its performances to meet Nilaja Sun's schedule. The show is now set to close on November 4th, 1 week earlier than anticipated. If you are currently holding tickets for No Child's last week, which is November 7th through the 11th, you should definitely call the Looking Glass box office at 312-337-0665. Again, that's 312-337-0665 to reschedule your tickets. Nilaja Sun's No Child has added a performance on October 30th to facilitate the change, so be sure you call the box office as soon as you can. This is just a reminder that the 39th Annual Jeff Award Ceremony will be held next Monday, October 29th, at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. Nicely enough, there is a pre-show appetizer buffet and martini bar that starts at 6 o'clock. The award ceremony begins at 7:30. You can purchase advance tickets for the awards and pre-show buffet. They are only $65. The evening is black tie optional, and of course, Chicago audiences are cordially invited to attend. For more information on how to purchase tickets, visit the Jeff Awards website at jeffawards.org. Again, that's www.jeffawards.org. Well, thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. We have come to the end of the news, but before we let you go, it's time for your Shakespeare quote of the week. The following quote comes from The Two Gentlemen of Verona, Act 2, Scene 4. His years but young, but his experience old. And that wraps up another week of theater newsiness. We will talk again next week. Until then, that is Chicago's theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago. And I'm Dustin Moat.